Countess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm so excited tonight. Yay. Thank you so much for joining me here at Authority Grace. I am your host, Prophetess Demetria, and I'm so glad to be here this Thursday. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Praise God. And truly, I mean that. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, my God. Just knowing that His joy keeps you strong, and where you're weak, He's strong. You know what I'm saying? He just keeps you built up. He keeps you strong, no matter what it looks like. Amen. And I just so glad. I'm so glad to be here. I thank the Lord for all of you that have joined me here on Authority Grace on this Thursday, October the 29th. I pray and believe, God, that all of you are doing well, and that you will be enlightened on this Thursday. Amen. I have a guest here, and I'm so excited to have my guest, and I'm going to introduce her in just a few minutes. But I wanted to pray with you and say thank you so much for being here. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that every ear that is here on tonight, hallelujah, will be enlightened. I thank you, Father God, that you will speak through us tonight, and that they will hear your voice in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and they will not hear the voice of any other in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that they will be enlightened, Father God, in the name of Jesus, strengthened in the name of Jesus, healing in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak Psalm 91, I decree and declare Psalm 91 over every listener tonight in the name of Jesus. And again, I want to thank you all that have joined me. Amen. Praise God. And so for the announcements, if you would like to receive prayer, the number is 702-813-7662. Again, that's 702-813-7662. We'll be glad to pray with you. If you go to the voicemail, just leave a message and we'll pick it up, and we will trust and believe we will be praying for you. Also, you can leave prayer requests and visit my website. And the website is authoritygrace.org, where you can read my blogs. I'm going to be catching up on those. And also, you can, some of you can, if you have the ability, you know how to listen from the website as well. You can leave comments on the website. Authority Grace is on the move. Hallelujah. God is moving mightily in my life, and I'm learning how to use that website to my advantage. Amen. And it's it's authoritygrace.org, and you can go there and get information. And if you have ideas, you know, leave those comments there, and I'll be glad to comment on them as well and respond to you. Amen. And we're going to be jumping around in the scriptures, but the main scripture we're going to use tonight is Hebrews 11 chapter. Truly, we're going to know that our faith, hallelujah, is made whole in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so without further ado, I would like to introduce my guest. She's very precious to me. We've been friends, and I want to say sister friends, for about 20 years, if not longer. I met Pastor Ethel here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we both were up and coming, moving, trusting God and believing Him with everything in us, and we learned a lot from each other, and we learned a lot together. Amen. We watched the move of God take place in each other's lives. And so I want to introduce you to her. Her name is Pastor Ethel Harper, a man out of Las Vegas, Nevada, and she will give you more information about her. Praise God. Go ahead, Pastor Ethel, introduce yourself.
Amen. I want to say hello to everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Pastor Ethel Harper, Old Fashioned Gospel Temple Ministries. We bring you greetings in the name of the Lord. It is so good, amen, to be with Prophetess Demetria. Well, like she said, we've known each other for years upon top of years, and it truly is a blessing to be on the radio show tonight. I am so thankful that we spoke earlier, and she let me know, amen, that we would be here. And so I just thank God for the opportunity to be on the radio show tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm so glad you're here. And you know, as I was preparing for the show tonight, I also want to thank my producers again. They are so awesome. They just stand here and they have my best interest at hand. And I thank you so much, BBS Radio. Without you, I wouldn't be doing this. Amen. When Pastor Ethel gives her testimony, I want you all to keep in mind Isaiah 43. And it came to me as I was thinking about her testimony, as I was thinking about things that she had went through, about how that Isaiah 43, it speaks about how we will go through fires, but we will not be burned, and we will not even smell like smoke. And then he said that you'll go through rivers, but they won't overtake you. Amen. They won't overflow you. Amen. And so then I started thinking about Ezekiel, the 47th chapter, about restoration, being restored, and how as the water flowed through, that river flowed through the synagogue, and it restored everything that it touched. Amen. I thought about the scripture where it says that as a tree is planted by the rivers of living water, how it flourishes. It's never thirsty. It never dries up. And I thought about that because, you know, when the roots go deep, it stay moist. Amen. And so all those scriptures and all those testimonies were flowing through my mind as I was thinking about what she has been through and how God has brought her through. Amen. And so I'm not going to hold you any longer. I'm going to allow her to have the floor, and I want her to give her testimony. I want her to feel free to enlighten you all tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know, the scripture, let's go. I want to read this scripture. And you know, I like reading out of the Passion Translation. And in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, you know, it talks about, let's see how we can do this. Okay. In Hebrews 11 chapter, the power of bold faith. Amen. And the bold faith is faith without measure. Amen. That's the way I want to say it. When your faith is bold, you're like Enoch. Amen. When your faith is bold, you're like Abraham. When your faith is bold, you're like Noah. You hear the voice of God, you make the move, you stand, you believe. And in verse 1, it said, now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. Amen. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. Amen. And you know, to me, that's how we move in the name of Jesus, by faith. We can't see it, but we just believe it by the grace of God. Amen. We believe God has given us the authority to walk in this powerful faith. Amen. Glory to God. And so I just wanted that to kind of set you up for her testimony, because when you hear this testimony, I had to pull over. I was driving, and when she gave me this testimony, I just had to pull over and park in the name of Jesus, and just let it soak in, let it get in. Amen. So at this time, again, I'm going to give you Pastor Ethel Harper. She's going to talk about faith that moves. Amen. Go ahead. Give your testimony, sis. Hallelujah.
Glory praise to God. Prophetess Demetria, as we spoke earlier, on August 31st, I had a mild stroke. I was at work. My left hand began to get numb. I began to rub it on my leg, on my left leg, and my head became swimming. You know, my head was swimming. And I driving the city buses, I reached up and notified the company that, you know, that the operator was ill and that if they would just meet me en route, you know, that I would drive until that, you know, they met me. But as I explained to you, that I got to a certain spot and I just heard the voice of the Lord tell me to stop the bus, and I stopped the bus. I told the passengers on the bus that I was having a medical situation and that I wasn't going to be able to continue driving the bus. And like I told you, when EMT and the official showed up, I don't remember anything after that. But I thank God that God gave me enough sense to turn that bus off. I thank God that spiritually that I was listening to him, and when he said turn the bus off, I turned it off. I thank God for that, because I just know that there were many people on that bus that day that if I had crashed that bus, it could be a different thing. It could be that I could be 6 feet in my grave, or someone else. I could have hurt someone else. But I thank God that God, you know, God took control of that situation. And as I was explaining to Prophetess Demetria, that weeks after that, I ended up having three seizures behind, you know, this situation. So I thank God that I'm still in my right mind. I thank God that I still have, you know, use of my limbs, that I don't have any sign of having a mild stroke other than, you know, the corner of my mouth that you can see it. And that's it. I mean, God saved me. And I believe that the faith that I have, I believe, you know, that God is able to do anything, you know, if we just understand that we're not in control. Some of us want to be in control. Some of us want to take control of the situations. I'm here to tell you that God is such a good God. When you release yourself in a situation that you're in, when you release it all to God, he's able to take it, and he's able to do things that no man, no woman, no boy, no girl is able to do here on this earth. I thank God that I'm able to walk, that I'm able to talk, that I'm able to preach every Sunday, that I'm able to be a help to the community, still, that God still gives me the opportunity to do what I do, even though that August 31st I had a mild stroke. I just thank God for that. But I say to you listeners out there in Radio Land, have faith and give it over to the Lord. Believe that he's able to do just what his word said that he can do. He can do all things. We have to remember that the Bible tells us that this earth, that it is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That means everything in it. That means you, me, everything that's in this world is it's the Lord. And we have to understand that all of the situations that we go through in life, God is still in control. No matter what we go through, he's still in control. He is the one that can make all things new. He is the one that can change your situation from right to left. He can change your situation. He can turn it around. He can do what no other can do. The doctor can say one thing, and God can turn it around for your good. He's working it out all for your good. He's working it out so that your path will be straight, that you will be on the right path, that you will go in the right way. All you have to do is surrender. That's something that we don't like doing, Prophetess Demetria. We don't like surrendering. And surrendering is something that God requires of us, because you can't, look, two people can't drive a car. One will be at the wheel and the other, you know, the other will cause an accident. So you got to let God drive. You got to give him the control. You can't, you know, and I just thank God that I have enough faith that I told God, God, you in control of this. And God took control, and like I said, I am well today. God is awesome. He's an awesome God, and I thank him from where that he brought me. Hallelujah. Like I said, it could be something different, but I thank God that it's what the Lord wants it to be, and I'm all right.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I was excited. The part that just, all of it excited me, just to hear your voice and know what you have been through. The part that really, really excited me is that you said there, what I've been through, I don't look like it.
That's
Amen.
It.
And that's the amazing part. When we go through these things, and because of Christ Jesus, we go through it. We don't stay there, and then we don't look like what we've been through. When you say you've been through a stroke, you know, you say the word stroke, people thinking nothing is moving, piece of this is moving, eyes might be moving, or this or that, but you went through it, and you came out not even smelling like smoke. Amen? Unharmed, unhinged. Amen? You weren't touched. Amen. You said just a little twist in your mouth, but it's not even noticeable. You still sound like the same person I met. Amen. So it didn't even change your voice. You still got that gab on you. You know what I'm saying? And he couldn't shut you up. So you're still delivering the word of God. You're still delivering the power. Now you're delivering it with more power. Amen. Because it was like, no, devil, you don't get to win this battle. My faith, hallelujah, has made me whole. Amen? And it's the faith of God. His faith moved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The move of God is so powerful. Amen? Yes. That you can still get up and you can still get up and take care of Ethel. Amen?
That's it.
You can still get up and go to the grocery store and take care of Ethel. And let's go even deeper. While that was happening, you had the ability to pull over and park your bus that was full of passengers. Amen?
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Hey, come on now. This, it has a lot of little avenues to it. You see what I'm saying? You read about it in the paper. You hear about it on the news. People have had all different kind of things happen to them while they were driving. Amen? And all this incapacity that has happened, okay? You're giving us a testimony through the power of bold faith. You were brought through in the name of Jesus, able to pull over, able to make the call and say, hey, what do you say? 911, SOS, you know?
That's it.
God is good.
Yes,
and you were able to go back home. You didn't have to hang out in the hospital with the enemy just breathing over you and saying all manner of evil. Amen?
Oh, yes.
You came through. Hallelujah. And so that's that part that let us know that faith empowers us, right, to see that what God has done for us. All right? If faith empowers us to the utmost, more than we could ever know. Amen? Because see, remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Amen? Go back up there where it said, now faith brings our hopes into reality. Amen? And becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. Amen. So when we say to prove what is unseen, we're looking at you, Pastor Etho, standing in that pulpit testifying about a stroke, but we don't see the stroke. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because we know that by your faith you have been healed before it even happened. Come on, somebody.
That's it.
He said, it shall not overtake you. Come on. Oh, glory.
All right, now.
He said, when you're in the secret place, Psalm 91, come on, walk with me now. Psalm 91 said, when you're in the secret place, glory to God, of the Most High God. And then when you're hiding in the shadow, come on now. The shadow is a whole nother message. Hiding
yes,
in the
is.
Shadow of the Most High. Come on. He gives us authority to hide in the shadow. He's the Most High.
Oh, yes.
But because he said, all those, what? Those are my little children. Come unto me.
All ye that labor. Yes,
that labor.
Yes.
Come on, he said, and come unto me, and I will do what? Give you rest. And what is the rest? We've been talking about this for months and months and months. Laboring to rest. How do we labor to rest? We believe.
That's it.
We believe. Amen. We are the healed. Hallelujah. We're walking by faith, in faith, through faith. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. I just thank God that, I just thank God that, it could have went another way. I mean, spending 2 days in the hospital and then being sent home, and everybody is baffled. Everybody is, they're wondering, well, how did she have a mild stroke and she only spent 2 days in the hospital? I tell them it was nothing but God, because, it just doesn't happen, and it's by faith that I know that I am healed. I'm healed because, Jesus asked the woman who touched the hem of his garment, who touched me, and my faith touched him in that moment, in that hour,
yes.
In that second, in that minute. My faith touched the hem of his garment. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I love the Lord. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that, he's able to heal me in no matter what situation that I'm in. And I thank God that, things happen the way that they did because I have an awesome testimony. I can tell somebody that I've been through the fire, but I've come out, With no sins, no smell of smoke, no nothing, because he saved me. I can tell somebody that I've been in the lion's den and I came out and I'm not harmed. I'm not hurt. I can tell somebody that I've been in the whirlwind, but it didn't even rustle my hair. It didn't do anything because the Lord was with me. And if he did it for me, he'll do it for you.
Amen. Hallelujah. And as you were speaking, I was hearing and I was hearing in the spirit, he stepped in right then and there. And we know that there's someone out there listening. And we want you to be enlightened to know that no matter what you're going through, he steps in. Before you even get there, he's already there. Amen. He said, before you call on me, He's already answered. Amen. That's Jeremiah 33:3. So he steps in. Amen. He steps in. Glory to God. And watch his faith work in you. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He steps in. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory,
and he said,
glory,
by
glory.
Faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By faith. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Pastor Harper is healed in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. giving her testimony, walking by faith, not by sight. Amen. Already knowing that God had her. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited about what God has done. I really am. I'm excited. He's brought you through in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. And you know, there's another scripture, and I am trying to get to it here. My computer's acting up. But the scripture I wanted to go to is in Peter. And it talks about how that by his stripes, you know, is it 2 Peter or 1 Peter 2:24? I know it's 2:24. I always get the first or the second. But we're going to go there. Welcome, Sister Dandra. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. It's good to be here.
Praise God, praise God.
God bless you, woman of God.
Oh, and God bless you all too so much. Praise God for himself and the body.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see. I think I'm here. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to, what my thing is here is that I want God's people to know that he himself carried us. Amen.
Amen.
And because he carried us, let me see, what does that scripture say? He himself carried our sins and in his body on the cross so that we would be dead to sin and live for righteousness. Our instant healing flowed from his wounding. Okay? Our instant healing flowed from his wounding. Come on, somebody. It was like he was wounded. Him being wounded gave us instant healing.
That's it.
Amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just what he went through made an instant happen for us in our life.
That's
you know,
right.
Some people say it's a suddenly. Amen. Well, we have suddenlies too. But as I've been studying, I'm learning that we had an instantly as well. Come on, somebody. And it was called an instant healing flowing from his wounding. Not nothing that we did. Come on, somebody. We didn't do anything to earn these healings. We didn't do anything to earn how we step forward without knowing what's in front of us. Amen?
Amen.
We did nothing to earn this. He himself was wounded. Come on, somebody. And because he was wounded, hallelujah, we can sit here today to speak about the healing virtue of Jesus that's flowing through our bodies right now. That we're able to talk and speak and we're in our right mind. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for who he is and whose we are. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it says you were like sheep that continually wandered away. But now you have returned to the true shepherd of your lives, the kind guardian who lovingly watches over your souls. Amen.
Yes.
He watches over us. We be out there acting up. Cars coming, flying. Lady shared with me the other day about a car. She was sitting at the light. The light was green. But she said she just didn't feel compelled to move. And she said it was a car flying down. We in the 35-mile zone, and a car was flying like about 65 through a red light. It was red for him and green for her. She said, but something held her still. I said, it was the Holy Ghost. He held you back. The angels of the Lord encamped about us.
Amen. That's it.
Come on. The angels of the Lord were encamped about her and kept her from losing her life that day at that light, at that corner. Because what did the Lord say? That's not how the story ends.
That's
amen.
Right.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. That's not how the story was going to end. He's guardian right. over us. He's yes. guardian over us.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. We have a guardian we trust and believe in, rely on our guardian. He said, I have protected you from things that you haven't even seen.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. You didn't even know. That you was that boulder was getting ready to drop on you, Demetria. He said, but I moved you out of the way. The angels of the Lord were on assignment to cover you.
Yes. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah.
He said he guards our heart, our mind. Come on, somebody. Sister said to tell that portion of the testimony where she was having those headaches. The headaches are gone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, we speak life.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, we do.
Yes. As intercessors, as prayer warriors, yes. as men and women of God. Hallelujah. There's men listening to us now, and they know God is moving mightily in their lives. Be obedient yes. to what you hear the Holy Ghost saying. Come out of your fear in the name of Jesus. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind and much, much more. Amen. Come out of fear. Somebody needs to, I was telling someone a few days ago, I said, someone needs to hear your testimony. There's someone that needs to be enlightened. I don't have all the testimonies. Amen. Pastor Ethel doesn't have all the testimony. Sister Zandra doesn't have all the testimonies. All the other listeners, they don't have all the testimony. Mm-hmm. Come in and share your testimony so that someone else can be delivered. Hallelujah. Someone out there afraid because they're saying, oh, well, you know, I did this and I don't know. No, no, no. Hallelujah. Your righteousness is of him, says the Lord. Come in. Give your testimony and set somebody free today. Amen. Before we came on the broadcast, my prayer team called. We got together, and we had urgent prayer for someone. And we're believing God, hallelujah, that at that instant, that life was changed. At that instant, yeah. the diagnosis were not valid. Because the prognosis from the Holy Ghost came in line. Amen? And when he steps in, things change. Amen? Isn't that what the word said? When he steps in, there's an instant healing from his wounding. Amen? When we call on him, he steps in. He comes in. He takes over. If you don't call on him, he just looking. He's like, I remember reading a book. And it was about angels that have been just standing around. And these people were going through so many challenges. And they were just going through things. The angels were just standing there saying, when are they going to call on us? When are they going to call on Jesus so he can dispatch us to go do the work? We have to call on the name of Jesus by faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, somebody. You know by faith mountains move.
Yeah.
By faith things change. You may not be able to see how you're going to get your rent through all this that we're going through, these pandemics, all this stuff. Believe God. Decree and declare Psalm 91 over your life. Trust God.
Yeah.
Watch him move in your life. Don't spend this time that we're going through being evil and mean to each other You know what I'm saying? Jump in there. Help somebody. Jump in there and tell somebody about Jesus. If you don't know nothing but Isaiah 43, he said you're going to go through it, but you're going to come out. Remember the word through. You're not going to stay there. Don't stop. Don't park. Just keep going, Demetria. Don't park there. So what, your friends didn't show up? So what, the people that said they were going to help you move furniture don't show up? Just stand and watch God move. He's going to send who he wants to be there for you. Amen? Just like she didn't continue to drive the bus. She pulled over. And in the instant, when she pulled over, God dispatched everybody that was supposed to be there. And every life on that bus was saved. Amen? Every life.
Amen.
Because, right, come on now. Pastor Ethel, if the Lord's angels had not stepped in, how many people on your bus would have been injured? Amen?
Yes, amen.
Right.
Amen.
Your bus hold, what, 56?
That truly is the truth.
Right. So we have to come in line with the word of God and believe God. Give him all the authority. All the authority he has given us. Give him all that. And say,
amen.
Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Because at the instance you shared with me, I said, Lord, I thank you that you spared Pastor Ethel's life. I thank you that by faith she's walking and talking and able to give her testimony, a living testimony. Come on, somebody. And this living testimony is holy and acceptable unto God. Why? Because we're lifting him up, giving him all the glory and all the praise and all the honor.
All of it.
To God. All of it.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, her testimony is powerful. It's very powerful. She sits here today to give her testimony of how she went through a stroke that never happened in the name of Jesus. Now, you better walk around and tell somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's like the enemy was trying to threaten you, and the Lord said, oh, yeah, really? That's what you think? It ain't going down. The doctor called it a stroke. That ain't what God said. He said, get up, take up that bed, and walk, and get out of here. How many days were you there, Pastor? 2 days?
Just 2 days.
And that was just for evaluation. That was just for evaluation because they didn't see nothing twisted, limped, or anything, correct?
Correct. You know,
I like that scripture that says,
that, you know, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, you know.
I like that
because, you know, I know that I have a voice in this community. And my voice is that, you know, Jesus is who he is. And very soon he's coming back, you know.
Yes.
And I've been spreading the news, telling everybody that, you know, no matter what we're going through, no matter this COVID-19, no matter what that we're going through, he is still in control. And he is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. He is coming back.
Amen. As
his word predicts that he will. And so, you know, I know that the enemy doesn't want me, you know, telling others that, you know, that we're covered in the blood, that no matter, you know, what situation that we go through, that no matter what we face, that God is with us. God, if God is for us, who can be against us? And so, you know, I know that the enemy was trying to take me out, but, you know, I thank God that I have the faith to know that no matter what I go through, no matter what weapon is formed, I know that it will not come to fruition in my life, because he's going to protect me. You know, I know that there's power in the blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Glory
Jesus. Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. That's right. It's power in the blood. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every word that tries to rise against us shall be condemned. We shall condemn in judgment. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. He said in Psalm 138 and 8, he's going to perfect those things which concerneth you most. Glory to God. And restoration. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Restoration takes place immediately when you believe. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm excited about Amen. What God is doing in this hour.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Pastor Ethel Harper. I thank you, Father God, that you sent her to give this testimony to encourage some and to enlighten some. Amen. Glory to God. To let them know that God still works miracles. God still dispatches his angels on assignment. Don't let anyone tell you that he doesn't. Amen. And that's the reason why I like to bring people on, for them to give their testimony. Amen. So that people get enlightened, people get encouraged when they hear that, hey, that's a real person. That's not some personality that had to put a script together. You know, we're real people living a real life. Amen. Going through real things. Amen. But God is bringing us through them mightily. So we're talking about living testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Faith at work. The power of faith at work in us. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Praise God. Sisters Andrew, would you like to have words? We have 1 minute. Hallelujah.
Okay, well, just real quick, I just thank God what you did, what you just said, even about our sister's testimony. Yes, someone needed to hear it. Even she said something tonight that I needed to hear. And I just thank and praise God for himself. Because when we're going through, it is so key for us to praise and thank him. And knowing that it's his faith in us, we can put our faith in his faith and join together, and we can do the impossible. We can speak to that mountain and say it has to move. We can say great grace, and we just thank and praise God for the blood and for his love and for
yes.
Jesus. Praise God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I know I said
thank
it pretty fast,
that.
But I didn't want to go past my minute.
No, I thank Praise the Lord God. For you. I thank the Lord for you because that's real talk. That's real talk. Amen.
Yes.
That's real
yes.
talk.
Yes.
And we know that God is moving. And I want to say this to the listening audience, that feel free to dial in to the 888 number 627-6008. Feel free to dial that number and to give your testimony, to let us know how God is moving in your life. Amen. Feel free to
Amen.
Reach out to authoritygrace.org. Feel free to reach out to the prayer line 702-813-7662. Feel free to reach out for prayer. Give a testimony, to comment on the show. Amen. Glory to God. We look forward to hearing from you. Hallelujah. We love to pray. Hallelujah. Every Wednesday morning, Pacific Standard Time at 9 a.m., we have powerful prayer. It goes forth. It's teaching. It's just like this radio broadcast. We come together. We pray. We talk about the Word of God. We pray agreement prayer. And we watch the move of God take place right now. Amen. And so we're from all over the world, yeah, all different states. Pastor Ethel and I are in the same state, but everyone else is from a different state. Most of the people that show up here are from a different state. Amen. And but we all come together in prayer. We believe the same God. Hallelujah. One God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he is. Hallelujah. And because he is, we are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 And the reason why we know we need the prayer, because he said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Amen. But they are mighty in God through the pulling down of the stronghold. Amen?
Stronghold, yeah.
Come on. We have to pull them down in the name of Jesus continually.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes, continually. Yes.
Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. His peace. Hallelujah. He said, my peace I give unto you. And we walk with the peace of God daily in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to get up and walk around and run. Hallelujah. The power of God. Yes, the power of God is real. Hallelujah. The truth. When truth is going forth, hallelujah, we know the enemy can't take it. Hallelujah. And that's what we do. We speak truth here at Authority Grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm so excited about what God is doing in this hour. We just thank the Lord. We're going to let Pastor Ethel, you have the last 5 minutes. Amen. Go for it. Is there anything else you would like to add to anything in the scriptures? Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost.
Well, praise God. I just thank God that God is doing a mighty work. We know what's going on in the world. We know what's going down. We know everything that's going on around the world. We know that there's unrest. But one thing that I want you to know, that regardless of what we see and no matter what we hear, again, God is in control. You know, some people don't understand that even with Trump being in office, that God is still in control. Without God, there would be no Trump. You know, without God, there would be, we just wouldn't be. And so I am persuaded, you know,
yes,
that God is able to do what his word says that he's able to do. You know, we as people, you know, we have, when that we look at the word and we look at what God has said, you know, God said that he wanted to be our king. He wanted to be, over us, but we wanted something different. We chose, you know, another king. And so his word promised us that we weren't going to be happy because we didn't choose him. The greatest thing that I could say to all the listeners out there in Radio Land is choose Jesus while he can be found. Don't leave it up to your mother. Don't leave it up to your father. Don't leave it up to anyone else. You take the initiative. And you choose Jesus while he can be found. Because I promise you there's coming a day that the Bible says that you ain't going to have no more minutes. You'll have no more time to be idle. You'll have no more time to say I'm too young. You'll have no more time to say that I'll do this tomorrow. Choose Jesus while he can be found today. Because I promise you, it'll be done when we see him in the air. And the Bible says that when that he appears in the air, that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that are left shall meet him in the air. And my brother, my sister, it is so imperative that we have our ticket sure, that we know that we know that we know that we're living lives that please the Lord, that we're living lives so that one day, when he comes back, that we'll go home to a heaven on high. I thank you for the time that you have given me, Prophetess Demetria. I thank you for allowing me to be on the radio show. I am just overjoyed. I thank God for the opportunity to tell somebody, anybody, that Jesus lives. And I love you and sisters. Z, I just thank God for you. I thank God for the woman of God that you are. Continue to let the light of Jesus shine within you. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was good. I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. And again, reach out to us at authoritygrace.org. You're welcome to join us on Wednesday mornings, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The number is 424-284-5500. If you would like to call for prayer, 702-813-7662. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for all of you that have joined us tonight. And I pray that all is well in your households. I speak Psalm 91. I decree and declare it over your households. And I encourage you to open your Bible on your phone or whichever way you open it, the physical Bible, to Psalm 91. And just decree and declare it as you go through it. Lord, I decree and declare that I am, hallelujah, and then just start filling it in, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God, abiding under the shadow. That's deep right there. Abiding under the shadow. Just the shadow of the Almighty. Come on. Himself. Come on, somebody. So we just want to thank you so much again. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank you for the households being saved. The whole household. In the mighty name of Jesus. The mama, the daddy, the sister, the brothers, the siblings. Every life that's represented in your life is covered with the blood of Jesus. Saved in the name of Jesus with the evidence, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost in your life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that there's food on every table. Hallelujah. And that there's no one lacking in the mighty name of Jesus. And that as they call upon your name, that you will answer in the name of Jesus as you promised. You said, before they call me, I've already answered. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want you to walk by faith and believe that in the name of Jesus, that there's no one hungry on this line. You tuned in tonight. Hallelujah. And I'm speaking as a prophet of God to you all. He called me to the nation in the name of Jesus. And I believe, God, that there's food on your table. You're walking in your healing in the name of Jesus. And I'm decreeing and declaring, and it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, Psalm 91. You are Psalm 91 equipped. Read it each and every day. Hallelujah. Plant it into your life. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. And faithfully endure to the end. Hallelujah. And remember that the race is not given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong, but to him that endure, glory to God, to the end. And know that he is your king. He's your guardian. Hallelujah. We learned that tonight, that he is your king and your guardian. And your faith has made you whole in the name of Jesus. I love you. Be blessed. Have a great night.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.